Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Friday, February 2nd, Groundhog Day. Oh boy, remember when that mattered in elementary school? I don't even think it's like a thing anymore. At least I don't see much coverage of it. Got an action-packed podcast for you on a Friday, taking you into the weekend. This is what the future weekends are going to be like after the Super Bowl, folks. No NFL preview on the Friday. No big gambling slate. There's only one more of those. Next week we'll do it. Man, it's going to be tough. But NBA will pick up, right? I mean, I'm sure stars will start playing, right? We'll get to LeBron, AD, Embiid, all missing the Thursday night TNT slate later. But I got to start with this, and this is a little bit in the weeds. I don't want to get... I'm not going to become that guy who's always replying to people who come after me on the internet. But sometimes people, you know, it's fun to spar back with them. And I'm going to open the pod today talking about somebody you guys have probably never even heard of. I was not familiar with him until I clicked on his profile. So, you know, listen, we'll back up a little bit. So Patrick Mahomes, there was video of him in the locker room after they beat the Ravens. He's shirtless. I think almost everyone else has a shirt on. And in what is kind of a shocker, Mahomes, who is, what, 28, 29 years old, has a dad bod. You know, I'm not saying he's getting fitted for an A cup anytime soon, but there's no chiseled, defined chest. There is no semblance of abs, and he's got a little bit of a belly, which is what guys my age, i.e. older than Pat by a considerable amount, kind of like we can relate to. Wow, that's cool. Mahomes is doing his thing, and he's got a dad bod. That's awesome. And then, of course, then the jokes start flying, right? I prefer my quarterback to put down the quarter pounder. You know, I don't want him heavy. And you make a couple jokes or whatever. And it just so happens that one of my jokes must have hit home to someone because they alerted Patrick Mahomes' private trainer, his workout guy, someone named Bobby Stroop. He bills himself as a health, performance, and player development consultant for the NBA and Major League Baseball. His profile picture is him and Mahomes working out. And if you spend some time going in there, you know, you could see all these kind of cool workouts that Mahomes does to enhance his pliability and make him more limber. And listen, he's a one slippery, elusive MF in the pocket. We can all admit that. And also, oh, by the way, he's got a little belly on him. Ha ha ha. Funny. So I make one of my jokes, and this character, this Bobby Stroop fellow, who you would think, you know, if you work at a gym and own a gym and a player development, blah, 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 and all that, you would think, man, what's that guy doing on social media? Huh. I'm surprised he's sitting here on Twitter looking for receipts, as the kids like to say. And this guy decides to tweet at me, boy, you should spend more time Let me get the exact read on it. You should spend more time focusing on your bad NFL picks. Excuse me? Oh, profitable season? If you look closely, I had the Chiefs against the Dolphins. I had the Chiefs against the Bills every which way, including on the money line. And it's like, wait, what's going on now? Really? Are you really going to try to play that card? And he went on to say that you're 100% wrong on every word that comes out of your mouth when it comes to football, including this. And I say, okay. So I click on his profile, and the guy doesn't even follow me. You know what that's a big bat signal. Doesn't follow you, but claims to know all about your picks and advice and football thoughts. Interesting. So I say that, boy, that's very curious how you found my tweet within 20 minutes and you know all this stuff about me, but you don't follow me. You're one of those guys, you know? And those are my favorite guys, right? They're the ones who claim to know nothing about you. They hate you, yet they're your biggest fans. They are thirsty for all your takes. They don't like you at all. They don't follow you. And that's fine. I don't care. I think it's any skin off my back. But yet here they know everything you're saying. They're what they call hate listening. And he says, well, I listen to Colin, and whenever you're on the show, I turn it off. Ooh, sick burn. Oh, no, you turn off our show anytime I open my mouth. Yeah, that's very believable. Totally. And you still know my takes. Listen, dude. I mean, Rob, you and I have been back and forth on this. After the Super Bowl, the big storyline for us, when Mahomes won the Super Bowl last year, beating Jalen Hurts and the Eagles in just a phenomenal game. The take on this podcast on Monday and that I had on the Herd was, okay, we're already in Mahomes versus Brady territory. And it's probably going to be like Jordan LeBron in that it's unlikely Mahomes matches Brady's 50 million Super Bowl rings, but he's probably the better quarterback in terms of agility, arm strength. Like, Brady obviously is the GOAT. Nobody's taking anything away. They're obviously very different quarterbacks. And just like Michael Jordan was a phenomenal basketball player, totally dominated the 90s after taking his lumps in the 80s, and went 6-0 in the finals, which everybody thinks makes him the GOAT. But I've been pretty clear for about 2 years now that LeBron is the GOAT, despite not having as many rings as Jordan, which we could have this discussion. I feel like we've had it 50 million times. For me, it's LeBron, even though a lot of people say Jordan's the GOAT. And it's a healthy debate. You can have it every 365 days a year. It's fun. And I feel like we're already there with Mahomes and Brady. That was my take after he won the Super Bowl. I mean, he's got the MVPs. He's now been to 6 straight AFC title games. Another Super Bowl. Like, there's no denying it. Patrick Mahomes is incredible. And, oh, by the way, you can crack a joke about him having a dad bod. And, oh, by the way, you can say, you know, Mahomes had the worst season of his career. Well, it's factual. Now, it hasn't meant a whole hell of a lot in the postseason as he's been totally dominant with 7 touchdowns, 0 picks, and outplayed Josh Allen, and outplayed the MVP Lamar Jackson. Like, Mahomes has been lights out in the playoffs. And Rob, and again, I'm not a Patrick Mahomes hater. Listen, I don't spend a lot of time on social media. I'll say this. So, obviously, when I got to do the show, I'm driving into the studio trying not to be on social, but people will be sending me texts, whether it's producers, whether it's Rob, friends, sports fans, whatever, about what's happening, breaking news, whatever. And so I'm on social media before the show, during the show, and the second I drive off the Fox lot, I'm usually making calls on the way home. Maybe I'll listen to a podcast of Financial or New York Times Daily. I recently listened to the Joe Rogan Taylor Sheridan podcast. Taylor Sheridan, obviously of Yellowstone fame. It's an interesting podcast, that's for sure. And I'll call my relatives, my brother, whatever, and catch up. I'm not on social media. And then if the show tells me, hey, we popped this video of you and Colin, I'm like, okay, I'll jump on and pop it. Or I'll repop the podcast that I put out in the morning. And I'm not really on social media after the show until like at night when there's games. I've just got too much other crap to do. And it's not really crap, but it's like fun. And social media is a drag. I've said it 1,000 times on this podcast. I cannot wait to be wealthy enough to not have to have social media. When I hit that, you will know. Trust me. You will definitely know. I'll just vanish off Twitter. I don't like it. It's not healthy for your brain. Did you guys see, this is small potatoes, and I'm sorry, Rob, to go off on a tangent, but did you see the whole Elmo thing that popped, I guess it was last week? Elmo, the Sesame Street character. Yes, Elmo from Sesame Street, decided to put this out there and said, hey, everybody, how are you doing? Oh, I'm sorry. Elmo's just checking in. How is everyone doing? And as you can imagine, it got extremely messy. The BBC wrote about it, all the responses, a lot of like blue checkmark real people, not the people who buy it, are like, oh my gosh, Elmo, I'm going through blah, blah, blah. It was just like everybody unloading their problems. Everyone. And it's like, okay, social media is not a place you really need to go to unload your problems. It's trolls. It's, and I'm not being a hater, it's a lot of guys who just sit around all day on social media looking to pick fights because they feel like it makes them better. You know how everybody is doing? Not great, because they're on social media. Once you dial back the app, go hang out with your family, go hang out with your friends, go do something outside. Don't just sit inside on social media all the time. And I feel like, and even the tone from Mahomes' trainer, that's a guy who runs a gym. If you look at his feed, it's angry. He's like, you could look at 15 tweets and you can know which side of the equation he's on when it comes to politics, when it comes to football, when it comes to players, when it comes to almost anything, just off 20 tweets. It's like, I don't want to say disturbing, but it's like, oh gosh, he's one of those guys. And hey, you're one of those guys, that's fine. And I don't know. It's so weird how Chiefs fans, Rob, have gotten massively defensive about anything. When I hosted the Herd and I said that Mahomes, you know, of the 8 quarterbacks left, guys, based on who's had the best season, Mahomes was like 6 or 7. And people just, everybody in Kansas City outraged. Other people were like, yeah, he hasn't had a good year at all. Look at the number. It is the worst season of his career and this, that, and the other. And everybody in Kansas City is like, it's us against the world. F everyone. I'm like, okay. Well, do you want to look at the numbers? No, F the numbers. Patrick Mahomes is the GOAT. Okay, both things can be true. No, you can't have a discussion with these people. And it almost feels Patriots-like when they had their dynasty, Brady and Belichick were on top. Every few years, they'd go to the Super Bowl, maybe every couple. And everybody was sick. There was Patriots fatigue. People were legitimately sick of the Patriots for like the last 8, 9 years. Nobody wants them staying on top forever. Now, the Chiefs are not there yet. And there is the influx of, oh my gosh, Travis Kelce is cool. He's dating Taylor Swift. So I don't think people hate the Chiefs the way they hated the Patriots at the end. But Rob, maybe you agree with me. I think we're getting kind of sort of close to that. The way Chiefs fans are, I'm not pinning it all on this Mahomes trainer guy. Mahomes is very likable. There's no reason not to like him. But just that the fans are kind of ruining the Chiefs for me, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and you know, you said a lot there, so I'm going to try to work backwards so that I can address everything that you said. First off, your premise saying that if you made enough money, you would get off of social media, I'm going to tell you right now that's not true, because I've seen you on the gram. And even when you're on vacation, you are posting the picture of the food that you're eating, you with your shirt off at the beach. So no, maybe you'll get off of Twitter, but you will be all up on the gram, tank like tops, suns out, guns out. I know that. Okay, so that's number one.
That's fair.
All right. Number two, as far as Mahomes' trainer, you know what's funny is that you everything you said about him was accurate. You know, if you look at his feed, you can tell exactly what kind of guy he is and you know, what he believes, what he doesn't believe. But for him to get that upset and that defensive over a joke when Patrick Mahomes himself tweeted out, yo, why they got to do me like that? Laughing emojis, hashtag dad bod season. So even he knows that it wasn't a flattering look for him. He knows he was not looking in peak physical performance in that postgame video and photograph. So if he can make fun of himself, does that mean no one else can? Like, is that against the rules for him, for anyone else to point out, hey, Mahomes, you know, you don't exactly got a six pack, my guy. You look like you've, you know, you let yourself go a little bit. That's and on top of that, nowhere in the history of NFL quarterbackdom does it say that your quarterback has to be a chiseled Greek god physique. Pick your favorite quarterback of all time, and I promise you that either their entire career, most of their career, or a big chunk of their career, they looked kind of like the way Mahomes looked in that photo. Tom Brady, up until like the last 5 years, he was eating avocado ice cream and drinking 9 gallons of water every day, was, you know, not flabby, but he didn't look like he was very muscular. Peyton Manning never looked great. Joe Montana looked like your every run-of-the-mill guy. Like, whoever it is that you like, none of them were ever looking like, I hate to bring this up, Cam Newton. Cam Newton looks like a physical freak. He's a specimen. And I know that you and him are kind of at odds right now. I don't want to get into it too much, but he's the outlier. Like, most of these quarterbacks, it doesn't matter if you got the washboard abs and the big chest and the yeah, forearms and true. All that stuff, right? So that's number two. And then as far as the Chiefs and the Patriots, I think the biggest difference that you're seeing between the Chiefs fans and the Patriots fans is one of the reasons why everybody was so turned off by the Patriots, not just the winning, because obviously that was the biggest point, but they also had scandals. You know, there was also Spygate, Deflategate. It was Bill Belichick cutting star players before they were done, right? Like, and it was the way he manipulated that situation. It was the Patriot way that was no fun. It was all business. And that kind of took away from what every fan liked about sports, is the fun aspect, the camaraderie. And that's not what they preached. So that was another reason why everybody was so down on the Patriots, in addition to them winning all the time. What you're seeing with Kansas City is very artificial, right? Because all of a sudden, there's this groundswell of Chiefs fans saying, yeah, nobody believed in us. You know, we're the underdogs, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you have the greatest quarterback of all time, arguably the greatest tight end of all time, one of the best coaches ever. You've been to the Super Bowl damn near every season of the last 5 years, and suddenly nobody believes in you. Like, that's fake. Even to the trainer, if you look at his social media, somebody was pointing out that this guy was so desperate to get an edge that he was sharing fake Kyle Van Noy tweets saying that Lamar Jackson was head and shoulders better than Patrick Mahomes.
Wait, did that happen?
That did happen. And they pointed it out on a couple of TV shows.
Oh,
so interesting. Like everything about this us against the world mentality with Chiefs fans, it doesn't make a whole lot of a sense, because everybody for the most part likes Patrick Mahomes. And even this Travis Kelce blowback that he's getting from, you know, being a Pfizer spokesman and dating Taylor Swift, you and Colin pointed out earlier this week, all the people who say that they're turned off by that kind of thing, it's not real. The numbers tell you it's not real. It's just this social media echo chamber of these people wanting to make it seem like they're taking a stand against woke people and celebrities and all these guys trying to push their views on us. And it's like, nah, they're just great football players. She's a big pop star. And no matter what they do or say, as long as it's a good game, you're going
to
watch it.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of that.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58? DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers can bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. The line opened with San Francisco as a short favorite in the rematch from the 2020 Super Bowl. Very excited. If you listen to the pod, you know which way I'm leaning. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code STRAIGHTFIRE. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58. With code STRAIGHTFIRE, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That's a great point. I totally forgot about that. Essentially, the ratings are through the roof, yet everybody online says football sucks. I hate it. It's too dangerous. F Travis Kelce, forget Taylor Swift. None of it adds up or makes sense. And I think what this comes down to is just how fraudulent social media feels. And Rob, you know I used to be on a TV show with kind of a crazy person.
Yes.
And he loved more than anything to see what was going on social media and try to program the show that way. And it just didn't work. It was very clear. And even if you tried to make it clear to him, he would not understand it. And it's like, that's another reason you just stay off social media. It's just, it's not real and nobody's genuine. I should say mostly Twitter. Instagram's a little bit different, I feel, because at least most of the people that I follow seem normal. And when you click on their profile, it's not like a bot. But this guy just, I don't know why, it set me off and I don't need to ramble for 15 minutes. And, you know, I do like to make things about me. If you couldn't tell, I have a podcast that I like talking for a living. I just quickly will address the Cam Newton thing. So, yes, Cam Newton mentioned me again on his podcast. He's so worked up on the whole game manager versus game changer thing. And here's his take, Rob. You can't be a game changer if you're not the best or second best player on your team. That's his take. Game changer. Okay? So, essentially, what he means is, if you're the best athlete on your team, you're a game changer, right? Because he has Christian McCaffrey, I guess, is the best player on the Niners. Sick athlete, dominates the combine, insane work ethic and toughness and speed and all that. He's the best player on the 49ers. Tyreek Hill, he's got to be the best player on the Dolphins because he is just a game changer. And I just say that's a stupid, silly, reductive definition. You know what a game changer is? Someone who can get the ball in the fourth quarter when trailing, and lead the team to victory down the field. That, to me, is a game changer. Now, is Brock Purdy a game changer every game? Probably not. They're great front runners. They have an awesome team, an awesome offense, a great head coach, and Purdy just makes it all go, right? So, against the Packers, he struggled for three quarters in the rain without Deebo Samuel after he got hurt. And then when it mattered most, he came through. And then the same thing happened against the Lions. He was in the first half. I don't want to say bad. I think Rob said bad. But second half, totally different story. 27 points in a row. Did he get some luck on the IU catch? Yes, blah, blah, blah. Purdy, two comeback victories. But yet that's still not a game changer in Cam Newton's silly definition. And I know this is like a, like who really cares about game changer versus game manager. But here's the here's what I did that really pissed him off, I think. Is I came on this podcast and on the Herd after Mahomes beat the Ravens, and I said, "Well, that was a hell of a game manager game from Patrick Mahomes." And it was. No explosive plays down the field except the one late to MVS, which was, I guess you could call it game changing. They needed a first down. He finally threw a bomb. But he made all the right reads, no mistakes, played it safe, scrambled very little whenever necessary, and he managed the game. He look at the second half. They didn't score any damn points. He just didn't make mistakes. No turnovers, no fumbles. Lamar Jackson, everybody's favorite game changer, fumbles in the pocket, brutal red zone interception into triple coverage. Again, like, you know, we could say all we want about game changer versus game manager. I think the debate is stupid. And, oh, by the way, you know who was a game manager when they were racking up Super Bowls early in their career? This guy named Tom Brady. You familiar with his work? He ended up being the GOAT. I'm not saying Brock Purdy's going to be there. I'm not even saying Brock Purdy's a franchise quarterback. Right now, at his salary, for the way he's playing, I think Brock Purdy's excellent. Now, Rob, would you put Brock Purdy... Okay, let me ask it this way. So, A, would you put Brock Purdy in your top 10 players on the Niners? And B, it's a ranking of the best player on the Niners. Now, best, you can define yourself, but is it... Okay, if I... let's say you're just using Brandon Ayuk as the sixth, okay? So what happens if you remove Brandon Ayuk for... he gets hurt in the first quarter and you have to put in his replacement. Like, is that how we're judging Brandon Ayuk? What happens if Trent Williams then goes down in the first quarter and his replacement goes in? Is that how we're judging Trent Williams? Is it athletic ability? Where they were drafted? Is it production? Is it stats? Is it at their position in the league? Like, best, Rob, is very, very generic. And I don't even know how... I don't know what you want to use to define best. I'll let you, dealer's choice. How would you define best when you're ranking players on the Niners?
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, first off, yes, I would say that Brock Purdy is a top 10 player on his team. And I think anybody who is saying differently is being disingenuous. I think that anybody who thinks differently is doing it because, and we've talked about this before, they're using his draft slot against him. Because if this was Trey Lance, if this was Zach Wilson, you know, a guy taken near the top of the draft, there is no question that you're saying this is one of the next great quarterbacks in football. Doesn't matter who's around him. Doesn't matter what his coach looks like. You just look at their production. You look at the plays that he's making, even on games when he doesn't have his best stuff, like we saw against Green Bay or in the first half against Detroit. When the going gets tough, for whatever reason, Brock Purdy comes through. So I don't know how you can say with a straight face that he's not a top 10 player on that team, not even in the like top 10 quarterback, he's a top 10 player on the Niners team, unless you already have a preconceived idea of what his ceiling is coming in.
He had him 10th, I believe.
Yeah. So like I don't understand that. And then you know what's funny is the whole game manager, game changer thing. I think you've talked about it before. The whole thing is kind of just based on athleticism for the most part. Like he's Cam Newton, for whatever reason, has decided that if you have any kind of mobility and you're a quarterback, then that automatically makes you a game changer.
Yeah.
Right. Because he, during one of his podcasts, he listed the game managers of the past. Right. So just as a reference to say that I'm not talking trash about Purdy and Goff and Dak and these guys, because here are the other game managers that I like. Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Tom Brady. So you mean to tell me that three of the top 10 quarterbacks, arguably three of the top six or seven in NFL history, are nothing special? That's basically what he's saying. Like he's saying that you're, because the definition that he gave in his first rant that went viral was, I'm not asking you to throw a touchdown every play. I'm not asking you to leave. I'm just asking you not to turn the ball over. It's like, well, I mean, Peyton Manning, they kind of asked him to do a whole heck of a lot in Indianapolis. Drew Brees, they asked him to do a whole heck of a lot in New Orleans. And Tom Brady, obviously, second half of his career, was the offense point blank period in New England. He was the reason they won. You say what you want about the first half of his career when they were defensively led, but the second half, it was all Tom Brady. And then if you look at the guys that he's named as game changers now, you have Patrick Mahomes. I think that he's the outlier in any conversation we have about quarterbacks because he has both the ability and the winning, you know, locked up. But then it's Lamar Jackson, who is a notoriously bad postseason player. There is Aaron Rodgers. I like Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is one game above 500 in the postseason, and he has a losing record since the Super Bowl. Joe Burrow, who has a lower passer rating in the postseason than Brock Purdy. People don't know that. And I like Joe Burrow.
Really?
I'm a big fan of Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's lower. Josh Allen, who for all of his Superman abilities and the numbers that he can put up, the consensus with him seems to be that Josh Allen giveth, Josh Allen taketh away, because he's just as likely to throw a 40-yard missile in between three defenders for a touchdown as he's to throw an inexplicable interception.
Yeah.
So the guys that he identified as the game changers, like the only one that you can say right now definitively is better than Brock Purdy, depending on what you're looking for, is Patrick Mahomes. It's just that they're asked to do different things.
The Burrow one's interesting. Does he fall under game manager or game changer?
He lists him as a game changer.
Interesting. He's athletic. He was like a big-time AAU basketball player. I mean, I guess you could say Ja'Marr Chase. It essentially, you're right. It comes down to athleticism. I guess the Brock Purdy scrambles there in the second half against the Lions were not enough impressive enough for him. Yeah, Cam Newton, tough crowd. Anyway, so next week we will have some guests to talk about the Super Bowl. Some inside football stuff to try to help you with gambling, prop bets, all that fun stuff. That's it for the week. We are back on Monday, Super Bowl week. Get ready, get crunk. Talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.